Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. This morning we have two guests, Nathan and Emily Paulson, and we're going to be talking about food. So first of all, I think we're going to talk about two events, and then we're going to find out more about Nathan and Emily. We're going to start with you, Emily, to talk about the longest table. Tell me about the longest table, Emily.
Yeah, so there is an event going on in Avoca this August. Let me check the date. I believe it's August 19th. Yep, August 19th. They are having an event where they're going to line up a bunch of tables along a block down their main street, and they're calling it the longest table event. It's all going to be local food prepared by the chef Hans Walsh from Milk and Honey. And the idea is to raise awareness of the projects going on the Avoca Main Street, and also how you can eat a really delicious meal from foods all grown in Southwest Iowa.
And when you say the longest table, how many people could be at this table?
They're hoping to serve 100 people.
So, okay, so start folks having a vision of this. We're out in the middle of the street in Avoca, and we have this table that's long enough to seat 100 people. That's a different kind of vision than most of us would have. But these have been happening other places, as I understand.
Yep, I've seen several of them floating around on Facebook. So it's a tried and true, and it's been successful for others. So,
and a really fun event, I think, sounding like it's really fun. And, of course, if you go on the Facebook, you can find out the price of the tickets and also how to get the tickets. And what should they look for on Facebook to find that site?
On Facebook, it's called Avoca Main Street's Longest Table Dinner.
Okay. So we encourage people to do that and just see what's going on. And I think they're selling those tickets pretty fast. So if you're interested, you might want to get your ticket pretty soon. But and you could bring any number of friends, but you could also meet some new people, I think.
You betcha.
Yeah. And what a better way to meet people than eating good food.
There isn't any that I know of.
Food is so universal that it's a great thing to talk over and make new friends. So it's neat that Avoca, our small neighboring town, is trying this out and bringing something that's kind of new. I don't know of any other towns locally that have had these longest table events, although other places have.
Right. Yep. I don't know of any place here, but it's certainly in other states and across the country. So
kudos to Avoca for trying this out. And of course, they have some great folks there that are really interested in local foods. So the other one is a little more local than the one at Avoca, although that's just a few miles down the road, is a farm crawl. So we're going to have Nathan, we're going to have you talk about what is a farm crawl.
A farm crawl is going to be a group of farms or farmers that are getting together in a general area, and it's an opportunity. They're usually last a half a day or a few hours. Gives people an opportunity to drive from farm to farm and see what different growing practices and what different farms have to offer, and that Iowa is not just corn, soybeans, and beef. There's tons of other opportunities out there and people growing different varieties of vegetables and foods and things like that. Yeah. So
it kind of all goes together. I mean, it's all great farmland, but you can have a few acres and grow lots of something, or you can have a lot of acres and grow one thing. So it's choices. But this is something I think it's kind of up close and personal, Nathan, when you go to a visit on a farm crawl.
Yes, it's going to be very, very transparent. We're going to do guided tours on the hour. There will be other farmers actually at our farm with different products or different services. And we'll be here to just answer questions and walk around and see our practices and how we grow things and what we have going on, and an opportunity to see what our plans are for the future, too.
Okay. And so since Nathan has mentioned that it's our farm, we haven't mentioned the date for the local one that's going to be happening.
Yep. The farm crawl here on Highway 173 is going to be August 27th from 1 to 5 in the afternoon.
So it's really a come-and-go event. This isn't something you've got to come at a certain time.
Nope, absolutely. It's come whenever you want, and there's three farms involved. But you can go to one, you can go to two. I mean, we hope you go to all three, but certainly you can just go to whatever works out for you. And like you said, there'll be tours on the hour, but you can come, you know, in the middle of the hour and just have a more informal Q&A or see what's going on. So anytime between one and five on any farm. So
I'm thinking some of the listeners perhaps have been on the wine tours or the wine visits where you go from winery to winery. So this is a similar kind of event, Nathan, where people kind of choose which ones and how much time they want to spend and what they're going to see.
Yes, and there's lots of different spin-offs or different variations. I've done art crawls down in the Old Market where you can go to different art museums or guilds. And yeah, there's wine crawls, and ours happens to be a farm crawl, and you just drive. And there's other ones around the state. There's Rural Ramble, and Pottawatomie County has a farm crawl. Yeah, you just type it into Google, and there's lots of other ones out there. So,
okay. Well, it's nice for our listening folks to know that there's going to be one close, because this is the first, Emily. We haven't had a farm crawl in I was going to say Cass County, but it's Cass and
Shelby County. Yeah. Yep. So we're just a few miles over into Shelby County, and the other two farmers are in Cass County. But we all sell at Produce in the Park in Atlantic, Iowa, so you can meet us all there also.
Okay. And so we should probably mention that Rolling Acres and Harrisdale Farmstead are the other two that are planning to be on this. And we're going to get more details from you later and visit with folks again. But I think we want people to get that on their calendars this August 27th and plan to bring your whole family. This is a family event.
Absolutely. We love to have kids out to the farm, and the kids love our farm in particular, has, you know, animals and cows and chickens, and kids just eat it up and love it. So,
So you've had some events with kids, and you're planning some more. Tell us a little bit more about that, Nathan. Or maybe it's Emily that's going to tell me about it. Emily's the organizer of the kid visits.
This spring we had the Elkhorn-Kimbleton Elementary kids out, pre-K through third grade, and that was a lot of fun. We have a lot of kids coming up to us at market saying, hey, I was at your farm, and so it's a lot of fun to hear, you know, what was their favorite parts and whatnot. So in addition to that, then this Friday we actually have the Elkhorn Library kids coming out for a quick tour, and then we have some Ag Olympics type games set up that we're going to play with them, and then the farm crawl in August.
What are some of the things, how do kids react when, because, you know, you think, okay, they live in a rural area, so it's no big deal to visit a farm. I think it is a big deal to visit a farm. What are some of the reactions?
Usually the first one is cows. You know, they just all yell about the cows or the animals or whatnot. And then a lot of them are shocked when you actually pull the cow out and show them where the milk comes from, and then let them milk the cow themselves. And they're all usually pretty tickled. You get a few that are a little scared and timid, but most of them really enjoy it. And walking even around the gardens and showing, you know, like, this is a broccoli plant, and that can be just something that they haven't thought of before, because that comes from the store.
Yeah, all our food comes from the store until they learn a little bit more. So what are some of the kinds of things that you're growing and producing, Nathan?
We have a lot of different variety of vegetables. We have radishes to carrots to two or three different kinds of peppers. We've done kohlrabi, peas, beans. We're doing some Indian corn for some decoration stuff this year. We'll have watermelons, summer squash, zucchini, cucumbers, raspberries, strawberries. We're all over the place. We sell and grow a lot of different things. So.
But that makes life interesting, and it also makes our palate more interesting to have all those kinds of things. And I understand, we just give a little sneak peek, I understand you're going to have a store also where people could come and visit the farm but also buy. It's not quite ready, but that's in the works?
Yes, we've actually started the groundwork, and we have the foundation or the floor roughly built. That'll be coming together here in the next couple weeks. And give people an opportunity that if they don't want to wait till Thursday or Wednesday or Saturday when we're at our markets, they can just stop right out at the farm, and we'll have fresh produce right here.
So they can visit with you, they can see where it's grown, and just, I think, really appreciate more. And it tastes better. It actually tastes better when you can come right here and get it.
It does. And there's a lot of different reasons for that, but I think just the freshness, and it hasn't, you know, we pick it when it's at its freshest. You don't have to pick it early so that it's ripe when it gets to the store. It's you pick it at its best.
And then you just eat it.
Yep.
So, again, the date for the farm crawl is?
August 27th, and it's from 1 to 5 in the afternoon.
And then remember, if you're interested in the longest table, that's August 19th, and you can go online or ask Emily or Nathan at Produce in the Park when they're there, or when they're in Elkhorn on Saturday morning, or when they are in Avoca?
Yep, Avoca on Wednesdays, 5 to 7.
Okay. So we want to thank you very much, Emily and Nathan Paulson, for visiting with us, and we'll be checking in with you again. Until next time, here's a thought from James Beard. Food is our common ground, a universal experience.